This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and it's an enormous Tuesday where we're going to have to tackle issue after issue after issue, like the system contracting for a purpose. Why aren't there riots in the streets right now? We have to discuss, what is the angle with these blue state nutters? Mitch McConnell fell and bumped his head. The jobs report is a complete disaster. All that, some hilarious Biden moments, them blood-sucking more money out of your wallet, an update on the mouse hunt, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin actually here, because we're going to get to the system and what it's doing right now and why it's doing it. And we are going to get to all that in just a few. I wanted to discuss something, though, that's happening in this country. It's been happening in this country. In fact, it's going to be a continuing theme on this show tonight. We're going to talk about the system contracting, if you will. And we're going to start off by really discussing the race aspect of this, the race Marxism that's been going on in the country. But first, when I say the system is contracting right now, you feel it everywhere, don't you? I know you feel it. I feel it. It feels like the bad guys might be on the run. Does it feel that way a little bit? This goes beyond the election. It goes beyond, you know, Donald Trump won the presidency. Doesn't it feel like the bad guys are turtling up on the run? It feels like maybe we've in some ways reached peak cultural Marxism, and now there's pushback. Now that we even have some, you feel it, don't you? I feel it. Hard to even quantify, but you feel the momentum. Well, I want to explain something about a lot of the activism you have seen in the past. A lot of the activism we've seen in our entire lives. You see it. I see it. You turn on the news and the street animals are rioting and burning crap and tearing down statues. And there's some moron college kid. I just left sociology and I don't like Christopher Columbus. And you're always sitting there. You're racking your brains. Where does all this stuff come from? Where do these people come from? We watched all the St. George Floyd people burn down cities across the country. And we're wondering what's happening here. Well, this is where the movement itself and what we're up against can be confusing. Allow me to explain. What we're dealing with are communists, Marxists, anti-humans, who are trying to destroy everything. That's the central religion. But if you get people who argue against that on our side, this is what they'll say. No, we're simply dealing with anti-white racism. That's one of the arguments. No, it has nothing to do with Marx or communism. It's just hatred of white people. Okay. Well, allow me to explain. Because you've seen some of this in the wake of the Daniel Penny trial. Daniel Penny gets acquitted. You've seen some protesters saying things like this.
I watch the white people. I watch the non-black POCs. All say they were scared of Jordan.
Okay, white this, white that. We got this guy. We need white vigilantes.
We need some black vigilantes.
That's right.
Sorry, black vigilantes. Yeah, black vigilantes. That's what we need. Whatever, Chris. Anyway, so what is the race aspect of it? First, remember, I want you to think about this as if it's a corporation. Have you ever seen one of those charts where you have the CEO sitting on top? Maybe you've seen it in a crime movie before. This is the mafia boss. And then everything kind of branches out underneath him. Well, think about it in this way. The chief, the boss, the head of everything, as far as ideology goes, he's a communist. He has one goal. The company itself, the mission, has one goal. Destruction of everything. That's the goal. Destroy everything. Bring everything to its knees. below him, he has different branches that are obviously, they're all for the same purpose. They all further his goals, the goals of the company, but they look completely separate. Here's the best way I can explain this to you. Because it can manifest itself, like things like the anti-white racism talk can manifest itself in very, very, very real ways. And it has manifested itself in very real ways. But if you focus on just that, you miss the overall mission. You know, you ever see anything or read anything about a strength and conditioning coach in football? Maybe for a big major college football program. If you'd like, you can go on the internet. There's amazing video of these psychopaths. Strength and conditioning coaches for college football teams are complete unhinged lunatics, and I love them so much. They're the most fun dudes to be around. They are universally jacked beyond belief. They have, no matter how old they are, I've seen them 50 years old or more, they have the energy of an 18-year-old boy. They are constantly screaming, yelling, "Hey, somebody hit me in the head with a 2x4. That's how they are. "Someone rub this porcupine on my back so I can pull the spines out." It's those type of guys. Now, if you've ever talked to one of these guys or looked into one of these guys, all they care about, it's not football, really. All they care about is the gym. Let's do something brutal physically. I want you to squat 8,000 pounds today, and then we're going to run sprints on our hands till our arms fall off. That's all they want to do. That's all they care about. It's all they want to do. Now, for that guy, and the players underneath him when they walk into the weight room, all that matters is lifting weights and sprints and box jumps and everything that makes you big and swole. That, I want you to think about the anti-white, the Black Lives Matter people, like the strength and conditioning coach of a communist organization. So it's tangible, it's real when you walk into his gym. When you walk into his gym, he's going to make you do legs until you can't walk anymore. It's real. It's tangible. However, his role, the gym itself, they only exist and they only operate in that way because they push forward the ultimate goal of the head coach, which is to win football games. If the strength and conditioning coach can get the 80 guys on his roster bigger, stronger, faster by whatever psychopathic methods he happens to do, then in the end, my football team is bigger, stronger, and faster, and I get to win games. For America's communists, there are divisions, the climate change nutters, the LGBTQ, the BLM types, the feminist types. There are a million different types, but they all fall underneath the head coach. So back to this. I'm not saying ignore or dismiss the rampant anti-white, blatantly racist stuff that's come from our government and from corporate America in recent years. As ugly and pervasive as it used to be for black people in this country. Just disgusting. President Biden gets elected. First thing he does is tell white people to go to the back of the line for PPP loans. You can't do that, bud. That's wrong. That's racist. It's wrong. That's just as wrong as telling a black person they can't sit down and have dinner in a restaurant. That's ridiculous. It's wrong. It's gross. So as you watch how this has manifested itself in the country, it can be easy to travel down the road of, no, they're not communists, they're not Marxists, they're not trying to burn everything down. They just hate white people. No, these types, they're just the strength and conditioning
coach. I watch the white people. I watch the non-black POCs all say they were scared of Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Jamal Bowman, former congressman from New York, went out on social media today and started some long letter that's ridiculous. You don't have to go read it. He has the IQ of a bar stool anyway. He goes on some long letter that starts out with "Dear white people," so you know exactly how the rest of the letter went. Don't pay attention to that. And more importantly, don't get distracted by the side groups. The goal of the football team is actually not to squat the most weight. It's to win football games. The goal of the strength and conditioning coach is to squat the most weight, but that's not the goal of the football team. The goal of the American communist It's not to destroy white people or destroy oil or hate men or whatever new goal they happen to be selling you at any given moment. No, that may be the goal of that individual branch, but that is not where they're going. Where they're going is the death of everything. Just a little reminder not to be distracted by the noise, and there's lots and lots of noise. Now, let's talk about the system contracting, what they're doing right now, and why they're contracting. In fact, let's first address it from a where are the riots standpoint. Have you been wondering that? Where are the riots? Why aren't there street riots? Even after Daniel Penny gets acquitted, all this tough talk, no riots? Where are they? Talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about taking that pain in your life and just dumping it in the trash can. Doesn't that sound like probably something you dream about? As someone who has been in pain, you dream stupid dreams like that. What if I could just grab it with my hand and throw it away? You think about it. How's your back today? How's your neck? How's that muscle pain that plagues you? Are you rubbing your hands as I speak? What don't you do now that you used to do? Why don't you let Relief Factor take that pain away from you? You know, you can take things to mask pain. Those are terrible for you. You can ignore it. That's equally terrible for you. Or you can start to tackle it. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. It helps your body's natural response to that inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. 3 weeks. You might be 3 weeks away from being free. For $19.95, call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show. You can call the show. Leave us a voicemail. 877-377-4373. Now, I played a little bit of one of these Black Lives Matter protesters. Daniel Penny, white people, all this stuff. But she said something interesting at the end that we're going to walk down this road a little bit. Just stay with me here. She said, she kind of lamenting, hey, it's riot time. Where are you guys?
I watch the white people. I watch the non-black POCs. Mm-hmm. All say they were scared of Jordan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the black man testified that he was not. So we got a problem. Mm. So all the white people here, y'all got work to do. Yeah. Stay the f*** out of black people business. Go in your neighborhood. Do the anti-blackness work in there. Yeah. I don't need your opinion.
Can I get a witness?
All the non-black POCs. So here's what happens with the strength and conditioning coach on the football team, or what can happen. Is he can start to believe that he is the football team. And the groups like Black Lives Matter, their business is causing chaos. The climate change nutters, all these groups, their business is causing chaos, destruction, gluing their butts to the highway, things like that. The feminists, parking their Subaru Outbacks in the parking garage and going to scream in the streets, my crew cut's too expensive. Their goal was chaos, destruction. And they can convince themselves that everyone should join in all the time. So maybe, just maybe, you're looking around and you're wondering, where are the riots? Trump won the election. No riots. Daniel Penny gets acquitted in blood blue. Blood blue doesn't make sense. Although blood is blue until it hits the oxygen. So I was just being medically correct. Sorry you didn't know that, Chris. Blood blue, New York City, and no riots. Where are the riots? What's going on? Well, you need two elements to have a riot. To have a riot that's really, really, really going to catch on here in the United States of America. This isn't universal for all time, but it's fairly universal if you look into things. Two elements are necessary. First and foremost, you have to have people who will organize it and agitate for it. In America, Almost every single street protest you've ever seen has been paid for and organized by different groups of people, different groups of street communists. We've gone over this before, who are funded by this quote nonprofit and this legal action group, which has a separate legal action group. So there's always this web of groups. But in the end, they have paid for street agitators who are out there whipping people up in a frenzy. Daniel Penny.
Can I get a witness?
But you need a second element. And right now, because the system is contracting, they don't have either of these elements. First, you need the money. The money pays for the agitators. Second, you have to have enough of a spark in a society, enough of a fuel system, if you will, that once the protest gets going, society itself will keep it going. For instance, what's a good example of this? Might as well talk about it. We brought it up already. The St. George Floyd protests. Why were those protests so widespread and so successful? They changed policy after policy after policy after policy in America's cities. Now people get murdered in droves in those cities. How was BLM so successful in that destructive goal? Well, yes, the money got spread around. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. Paid protests here, paid protests there. You're paid. So all the animals got paid for their agitation. But we also had a United States of America that had been locked in its homes over a bad chest cold. People were full of anger. They were full of desperation. People had too much time on their hands. Young people especially. You try to keep young people inside with nothing to do, you're going to eventually have a powder keg of a situation. People must get out. They must burn energy. You trap them all in their homes for a long time over a chest cold. They woke up one day. Everyone does nothing but stare at the internet, and they're all looking at sad video of George Floyd sweaty and dying, and they decide it's time to take to the streets. I heard there's a major protest in Chicago tonight. What do you say we toss the boys in the car and drive down there and break some windows? Sound like a plan? You need two things for a massive street protest of any kind. You need the money and organization. That's a critical element for it. And you need an appetite. You must also combine that with an appetite of the general public. And to pull off a successful, massive protest, for the most part, both elements are necessary. So again, back to the question, where are the protests now? Where are they? Did the billionaires lose all their money? All the commie billionaires, the Soros types? No, that the commie billionaires still have all their money. Are the people all of a sudden happy? No one's angry about anything? Well, let's discuss those two elements, and it'll help us prepare for what's to come, but also celebrate where we are. We can also celebrate this. 200 more lives were saved today by Preborn. Did you know that? Preborn doesn't just talk, I'm pro-life. Preborn is the hands and feet. These young women have already chosen to have an abortion. There is one thing between them and that abortion clinic, which may be their home because of the abortion pill now. The only thing between them and the abortion clinic, the only thing between that baby and death, oftentimes is Preborn, an ultrasound. Preborn will give that young lady a free ultrasound. If she accepts it, she will choose life almost every single time, and you're the one buying it for her. Preborn has the pro-life clinics. You're providing the ultrasound money. Whatever you can give is tax deductible. Give it. $28 buys the ultrasound. Give them $28,000. I don't care what you give them. $2,800. $100. I don't care. It's going to the babies. Preborn.com/Jesse. May I suggest saving a baby maybe in someone's name this Christmas season? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. So we're talking about the system. Why aren't we seeing the riots? What's going on right now? And we're talking about the system is in contraction. But first, we're addressing the riots in the streets, how you need two elements. And these elements will both come back. So don't get too comfortable. But we should feel really good about where we are because there are two elements that are missing right now. First, the money. The system is afraid at the moment. The system is contracting. It is turtling up. It is protecting itself, and that's why it's not punching back. Boxing, you know, boxing. You ever seen a fight where there's a good counterpuncher, and every time the one guy throws a punch, he gets counterpunched? Ooh, that hit me in the ribs. Eventually, he stops punching. Right now, the system has been hit from every different side all at once. And you have seen the worst of it over the past few years, the worst of how the system acted. You see, it really kind of began with Obama, where they really shifted into overdrive. They thought they had total power. They abused it. They used it. Riots, using the DOJ against their political opponents, going crazy in the entertainment world, the education world, the corporate world. They really went nuts like animals do. And they thought it would last forever. But then we have had rejection after rejection of these people. And as a result, the money, the communist money out there, it doesn't know where to go or where to put itself right now. Why wouldn't the system pay for a bunch more riots after Daniel Penny got acquitted in New York City? Well, it really comes down to this. It's not that they're happy with the fact that he got acquitted. The system used all of the goodwill it had left in it for the fake civil rights era that we live in today. And now there is no appetite from the public for any more of that tomfoolery. In fact, it would have the opposite effect. If these billionaires, the Soros types, were to sink millions of dollars into more street riots across the country right now, because America has rejected so much of that, it would have the opposite effect it had last time, and that's exactly why they're not paying for it. The billionaires are thinking, no, this is bad. On the other side of it, remember, you need two things. You need the money, and then there has to be some sort of a national mood. They had a national mood before a powder keg of a country that was ready to blow. You turned them loose for St. George, and they ran into the streets. The mood against that nonsense is gone. Completely gone. What we are in the middle of right now, hopefully the beginning of, I take that back, hopefully it's the beginning of, but what we are in the beginning of is a pushback, a counterpunch. And that's why the system is protecting itself instead of doing what it's been doing for the last several years. And that's throwing haymaker after haymaker after haymaker after haymaker. They have been blasting away with every ounce of their being, trying to knock us out in the past few years, and they landed so many punches and did so much damage, but we finally woke up and started counterpunching, and now they're contracting, they're turtling up, they're guarding the ribs, keeping that hand up by the face. They're not kidding like they were. Now, let me clarify, they're not dead, they're not gone, just like the boxer. They're going to figure out a new strategy and figure out how to come back. But that's what we're seeing right now. Things like this. Trump's DOJ. This is an article. Who's this from? CNN. Trump's DOJ secretly obtained records of his FBI pick Cash Patel and lawmakers and their staffers and media in leak investigations. Under Donald Trump, the DOJ, still controlled by the communists because he put losers in charge like Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr, the DOJ was still grabbing data of private American citizens and using it. That's going crazy. That's the system operating as if they will be in charge forever. These people, they tried the best they could to put their power into concrete, to etch it in stone. And everything they're doing now, from the lack of riots to the protection of illegals, trying to keep all the illegals here, all this stuff, it all comes back to the system knows it's in trouble. It's trying to get in less trouble, and it's trying to ensure the gains it achieved already are permanent. That's why senators like Dick Durbin of Illinois talk like this.
In addition to weakening our military, it would cost hundreds of billions of dollars to deport every undocumented immigrant in our country. It would damage our economy and separate American families. Instead, we should focus.
Dick Durbin, who has paid, who signed on for every single $1 trillion bill he could get his grubby little sausage fingers on, now thinks it's too expensive to deport illegals. Why? Because they're desperate to hold on to the gains they've made. Headline, Democrats demand Biden, quote, get as many migrants into the country as possible before the Trump inauguration. Some of them aren't even hiding it. Hey, we've brought in a bunch of disloyal foreigners who will vote Democrat their entire lives. Please, we're begging you, Joe, don't let Trump send them away. That's why they're so adamant on TV right now. Oh, my gosh, Trump's going to deport me, even though she's a naturalized citizen.
Wait, I might be deported because I'm a naturalized citizen.
Yeah, you should be. We should strip you of citizenship and deport you, too. But that's another story entirely. That's why they're doing all the things they're doing. Everything they're doing is contracting now, turtling up, protecting themselves because things broke against them. It's why Joe Biden was talking a bit about foreign policy today, well, talking as best as he can, which is, it's honestly not very good.
You know, one of the things that's going on here, they just turned off my, I'm going to go vote. I lost the electricity here. But anyway.
He lost the teleprompter. Anyway, they're all very worried that Donald Trump is going to strike a peace deal, Ukraine, Russia, that he's going to wash his hands of Syria, that he's going to get us out of these things. Why would Joe Biden get up and start doing the yelling routine?
I'm not being wise guy. If we do not lead the world, what nation leads the world? Who pulls Europe together? Who tries to pull the Middle East together? How do we do the Indian Ocean? What do we do in Africa? We, the United States, lead the world.
Why? Why are they trying to bring in as many illegals as possible? Why are they trying to protect them from deportation? Why aren't we having riots all over the place? Why are they all running to the camera every chance they get, talking about how we can't possibly change foreign policy? The only policy we've had is the one we better always have. Nothing better change. Please, God, don't change. Because right now the system is contracting. The system is turtling up. The system is afraid. And so what we have to do is we have to run them down and run them into the ground. What we have to avoid is any thinking that the system is defeated. And what we must avoid is any thinking at all that now is the time to show mercy. Now is not the time to show mercy. When the enemy who wants you dead has broken and he's on the run, you run him down and ensure that he will never come for you again. We'll touch on this just a little bit more, and then we'll move on to other things in just a moment. Before we do that, let me talk to you about, well, WW3 and other things. There are things in motion that even one man probably can't change. And I think you and I both understand on a long enough timeline, things are probably going to get a little spicy around here. And the chances you're going to need an emergency food kit for a week, a month, God forbid, a couple months. It's real. If I were to ask you, seriously, in the next 25 years, do you think you will need emergency food? You'd say yes, wouldn't you? I certainly hope you would. Well, My Patriot Supply has a food kit ready to go for you. You don't have to sit and agonize over which can of disgusting beans you need to buy. My Patriot Supply has 4-week emergency food kits, $50 off. They're prepped and ready to go. They'll ship them to your door. It's a necessity that you need extra food, emergency food that you never touch. buy it, stash it, never touch it again. You want $50 off? Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. 4-week food kits, $50 off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Thursday. I won't be here Friday. Don't worry, I'll be back next week, but I can't be here Friday. All that can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Everything you're seeing now is the system begging you for mercy, hiding, acting like they changed their mind. Here's a headline. Elected Florida Democrat switches registration to the Republican Party. Seems to be a lot of that going around. Headline. Congress probes pro-Hamas group behind the Union Station riot for, quote, strong ties to the CCP. The riots, the protests you have seen in your life may have seemed organic because that's the idea. You want it to seem organic, but you need two elements. It has to be paid for and organized, and there has to be an appetite for that kind of street activism, and that appetite is gone. And what are they really, really worried about? They're worried about losing the gains. We just brought up illegal immigration. I want to read you this headline before I play Joe Biden for you. The headline is November jobs report. All net job growth in the past year has gone to foreign-born workers. In the last year, all the net jobs to foreign-born workers, yet the president of the United States of America says this.
Most economists agree the new administration is going to inherit a fairly strong economy, at least at the moment. An economy going through fundamental transformation that's laid out a stronger foundation and a sustainable, broad-based, highly productive growth. That is my profound hope.
He really hopes Trump keeps this new economy in place. Hey, Trump, we dumped all those stupid American workers and we brought in a bunch of foreigners. You're not going to change that, right? That's what they really mean when they talk like this.
Over the last 4 years, we have made remarkable progress, and the results speak for themselves. Over 60 million jobs created, the lowest average unemployment rate of any administration in 50 years, inflation down faster than almost any other advanced economy, and incomes up almost $4,000.
Of course, they understand the average American can't afford things anymore. They understand all that, but when they say remarkable progress, they're actually telling the truth from their angle. For them, it's been remarkable progress to bring 15 to 20 million foreigners into the country to take your job away, jack the cost of housing up, jack your medical costs up, ruin the education system, bring in new diseases, new crime, all those things. That's been a tremendous success for them. What they're concerned about is someone's going to change it. Like I said, this is why Joe Biden's yelling about, we have to lead everything. They're concerned. The system is very, very worried. Things might turn around.
I'm not being wise guy. If we do not lead the world, what nation leads the world? Who pulls Europe together? Who tries to pull the Middle East together? How do we do the Indian Ocean? What do we do in Africa? We, the United States, lead the world.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do some emails, shall we? Trapper Jesse, maybe your tiny hands didn't set the trap right. She's talking about mice. Are you certain it was peanut butter or crayons for bait? You know, this is not okay. First of all, the trapping so far has been unsuccessful, but that doesn't mean I'm failing at all. Wars are long, ugly, protracted things. And right now, I'm not fighting a battle with mice. I'm fighting a war with mice. They are going to win some rounds. Look, they won the first round when they infiltrated my home. They won the second round when they ate through a couple bags of chips. And then Ob, worrying that they got into everything, threw all my chips away. And I had a lot of really great chips in there. They've what, Chris? Chris said their brain is the size of a pea. Yeah, but there's a lot of them, right? Didn't you ever hear that? Didn't you ever hear that Napoleon quote? Quantity has a quality all its own. These things came in groups, buddy, groups. I am taking them all on at once, and I will see victory in the end. But what's happening right now is I'm probing the lines, right? I need to know where their weaknesses are. Do I need to keep most of the traps in the laundry room? Should most of them be up in the attic, in the pantry? This is a long, long process, one I will be successful in. And I should tell you, just something that happened at the house today. Ob, behind my back, called an exterminator. She called a pest control exterminator guy. And then she texted me and she said, pest control guy just came by, says the rats and whatnot. We got rats. So apparently they are rats, which it would explain how the little mini traps keep getting set off and they either get dragged away or something. Okay, so we got rats. All right, it's a bigger problem. I got it. I don't need a pest control guy. I am the pest control guy. And in case you're wondering what I told her no. I'm not interested in any mice help, whatever. I'm not interested in any of this. I am going to take care of this problem.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Hey, Shogun, thanks for what you do to bring attention to adoption and how it changes the world for an orphan and the family who loves them. We recently adopted a little girl from a foreign country. That's wonderful. I always listen to your show on the podcast next morning. Now my baby girl's learning to be an anti-communist along with some English while I take her to school. How about a little Frito Bandito in honor of this little girl, now a daughter, for all the kids who need to know the love of family and home? His name is Mark. You bet, Mark. Absolutely.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, so we have to have a little bit of talk about foreign policy, foreign lands, different cultures, and it's going to be an offensive talk. I sometimes will warn you ahead of time that you're probably going to be offended, or at least there'll be a chance you're going to be offended. I'm here to tell you right now, there's a chance you're going to be offended by what I'm about to say about revolutions, rebellions, dictators, terrorist groups, and other things. So just giddy up for that one. Before we get to that, let's talk about the IFCJ. Let's talk about the fact they're on the ground in Israel handing out emergency food boxes. You realize people over there need food, starving in some places. People need firefighting equipment. When that field in northern Israel gets set on fire, the farmer can't call the fire department. He has to go put it out himself or he loses everything. How does he get that? Where do you get that? Amazon? No, the IFCJ. The IFCJ has been the hands and feet on the ground over there for a very, very long time, doing wonderful things, over 40 years of helping the people. Want to help them or at least find out what they do? Go to supportifcj.org or call them 488-888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.